Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to another edition of Mateo's Hoop Diary. Today we're checking in with the 2025 NBA Finals between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. It's hard to say how this series will conclude because both teams have won on the road in devastating fashion, as it's already tied at 2-2. Right now, or recently, the Indiana Pacers had a golden opportunity to take a near insurmountable lead in Game 4, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the Great went berserk in the fourth quarter, killing the schemes on a bevy of pull-up jumpers and free throws. He didn't get called for his illegal push-off, but it doesn't matter. Both teams have a clean slate, as Jalen Williams mentioned at Sunday's media availabilities. Today, we are lucky to be joined by a friend and colleague of mine, a correspondent at Channel 8 Tulsa News in Oklahoma. Please welcome my friend, Christina Santiago Espinal. Christina, how are you? And thank you for being here.
I'm doing good. I'm fresh out of media availability, so I'm super excited to talk about everything that went on today, the experiences. This is definitely going to be, Game 5 is going to be a moment that is going to shift the teams. It's definitely a defining game. So it was really interesting to hear their perspectives, out of this media availability, and I'm super excited to talk about it.
For sure. You know, the Thunder have not been to the NBA Finals since 2012, the Pacers back in since 2000, but sticking with the Thunder, they lost against the Miami Heat in 2012 in five games. They got back to the conference finals a couple of times 2 years later, and then 2 years after that, and then lost against the Spurs and the Golden State Warriors. What has this moment been like for the residents of Oklahoma City and the state of Oklahoma?
I mean, the thing about Oklahoma City Thunder fans is they're super loyal. So through all of these ups and downs, they've still remained fans and they're all just waiting for this moment. But a lot of them that I've talked to, pre the games, post the games, they all talk about how this team is so different from those other teams that fell short, and that they believe that the connectivity on this team, that it's just the right puzzle pieces for the time being. So they're really confident that they will win it all. Obviously these are two great teams, so we can't really have a clear picture of who's going to win, but the Thunder do believe that this is a once in a lifetime kind of team that would be able to get the job done.
You know, it very well could be. It's certainly really special when you consider their youth. The ESPN broadcast highlighted the other day how they're the youngest finals team since the 1977 Trailblazers, which won the title as the youngest team ever. But equally as special for the Indiana Pacers, because if they were to win this series, they would be the third of the four ABA teams to win a title. The other ABA teams were the Nets, Spurs, and the Denver Nuggets. The winning in order would be the Spurs, Nuggets, and well, we'll see what happens after that. But continuing on with the task at hand, what are your important updates, takeaways from Sunday's media availabilities?
I mean, I think from today, it's just the stakes are there. When speaking to the players during media availability, they just look, I don't want to say tired, but very locked in. And you can see just the physicality of the game wearing on them, right, in a sense. Like when I talked to Chet Holmgren, he was just talking about, like, you think this is tiring? Like, wait till you, like, I feel this being tiring. But he mentioned that, this is what he's dreamed about. You know, he's locked in, he's visualizing that finish line. But you could kind of tell today that both teams, in regards to that first practice that I went to, the first media availability pre-game one, the differences of, they're really, really in the thick of this. And they're like, they're both teams are really fighting to fight through the tiredness, the mental, the mental, how would I say it? Just kind of the mental test of what this finals game is, because it essentially is a physical mental test.
Right. Who would you say had the most noticeable signs of attrition on them? Because, after game three, Tyrese Haliburton was limping. He looked fine for the game a couple nights later, but it's always something to take into consideration, because players are going through something, and a lot of the times it goes underreported, and Sometimes people kill them for it, like, myself, when I'm writing something up. Or so who would you say was, most, physically, that?
It's interesting that you mentioned Tyrese, because today I feel like he was very energetic. But I don't think there was. The thing is, for the Thunder practice, we didn't see a lot of the players play, but also because they are doing, one-on-one interviews. But there wasn't anybody that stood out to me today that I said or, thought like, oh, they look really, really tired. I think the Pacers, their practice today was very high energy from the Oklahoma City practice that I saw, but I also. There wasn't like, Shea wasn't practicing in that last portion of media availability. So also, I feel like it's not a fair comparison because, they're practicing before. We're only getting 20 minutes at the end, which is essentially a shoot around. We're getting the beginning of the Pacers and they're very upbeat,
Right. From your vantage point and what you're hearing out there, what are people, everybody of course wants to win, but what is the obsession about, perhaps in, something, they've, alluded to, publicly, or, what's, driving them crazy?
Like
Any
the
team.
public community or any team.
Well, I meant the teams, but what do you think? What do you think
Yeah,
about?
for the teams, in regards to which motivate, is that what you're asking? Like the motivation kind of aspect of it?
Well, yeah, obsession, motivation, sure, you know.
I mean, I think both of them, like Isaiah Hartenstein talked about how 4 years ago he won a G League championship and he's grown so much since then. And he's like, this is all I've dreamed for. He's from Germany. He did like NBA, basketball without borders. There's so many players that come from foreign countries, especially we have such a big Team Canada presence. Pascal from Cameroon, who first played recreational basketball at 18. They talk about kind of the journey of how they never thought they would get there, but it's like a dream. So right now they're just visualizing on getting to that finish line. And like Isaiah today just talked about like just how he sees his journey going from G League champion to now being a finals participant. And he was kind of talking about the beauty of it, how it's, there's beauty in that struggle. And it's kind of everything that he's dreamed of since he was younger.
The players on each team have such incredible stories. Isaiah Hartenstein, going overseas very young and spending some time there, and learning the ropes, and then coming back here. And, especially, going through the developmental league. That, in my opinion, really hardens you mentally. And then you got someone like J-Dub, speaking of Jalen Williams, who is a military brat. So naturally, those individuals are also, very strong mentally because of their very strict, tough upbringing. But I wanted to mention also, following on, lineup changes are not very common in the NBA finals. They happen, and one of them that sticks to mind that was a real success historically was the Andre Iguodala switch in 2015 for the Golden State Warriors, when they used him for the last three games. In this series, Isaiah Hartenstein got the start in the game four win. They didn't look too good defensively in that lineup in the first half, but in the second half, they were bananas. So what has coach said about this change after that?
I mean, today I wasn't able to hear much of his press conference, but from previous statements that he's made, I mean, they had Wallace starting one of the games and now Hartenstein. I feel like he does things for a reason, and whether it is to maybe throw off the Pacers and have them be surprised on what tactic they're going to take. I mean, he talks about how connected and unison this team is, and all the players have said they will do anything for this team. So I feel like Coach Mark is just seeing, okay, what does him and his team think is best for this moment? How to address this beginning half of the game? How are we going to start it out? And all the players are just buying into that because they see that there are ups and downs, but they see at the end of the day, they really do trust, Coach Mark and what he has to say.
Absolutely, and I think it takes a lot of guts to, do that with the stakes of the moment, because right, well, the Hartenstein lineup hasn't gotten as many minutes as the one with Cason Wallace in this series. But the one with Cason Wallace, the defensive metrics are fantastic. They look like attacking wasps when they're playing on defense. And I'm not sure what will be the strategy, following the game four victory, but Dagenaud has been very sharp throughout this postseason. He did get a little cute at the end of game one when he didn't have any bigs in there.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
For a very key stretch of the Pacers' comeback, but he's just been very sharp with his adjustments throughout the series. But I want to go back a little further to game one. Those type of things are not supposed to happen in any game, much less a playoff game, even less an NBA Finals game.
We're at home.
Yeah, absolutely. They were up 15 points, nine minutes to go, and they failed to get it done. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was guarded by his countryman, Andrew Nembhard, and missed. Then Tyrese Haliburton got the outlet and came up and hit the pull-up jumper. What was the mood like in that city, state, following such an epic moment?
Absolute defeat. You never think that that's going to be the outcome of game one with such a strong, lead. And the thing is that, I mean, not that I would underestimate, but something I didn't expect is when I talked to Andrew Nembhard, I asked him, what's your preparation like? You've played with Shai. Like, how do you prepare for something like this? You know him. He's like, preparation isn't different. And it clearly showed that the preparation wasn't different. And he really had a great game. And it just went to show that the Pacers are probably stronger than what Oklahoma City thought. Mm-hmm. They weren't rattled by the Thunder fan, the environment. I mean, everyone in the arena is just in unison. Everyone is chanting. The energy is there. The fan support is there. And I think even Tyrese Haliburton said on Scott's show on ESPN, he's like, this was like one of the most amazing crowds. So I think it just goes to show that it'd be like the Pacers were very underestimated in the beginning of the series by everyone, like Stephen A, so many other talents. And that was the moment that, I don't know, the Pacers are like, we're not necessarily the underdogs here. We can do this on your home court.
Right. Considering how this series has been so tight and it's already had incredible moments from both sides, it's lame fact that, the numbers in terms of, audience haven't been, what it should be. But I guess the joke is on those people who would rather do something else than watch excellent basketball. But, in deep playoffs runs, you learn a lot from these type of teams. And as for the Pacers, they keep pulling off improbable comebacks. One of the first, you can talk about what they did multiple times against the Bucks, what they did in game two against the Cavs, game one against the Knicks, and obviously game one against the Thunder. But the Thunder are such a mentally strong team too. And I want to take it back to game four of the second round against the Denver Nuggets. They were down 2-1 in that series, and the fourth quarter was up for grabs. They were the sharper team executing, and they beat the Nuggets there. And in game five, it was also up for the taking, and they took the series lead there, then later blew them out in game seven. But those type of moments, really sharpened them, and I believe prepared them for a games or well, getting to the NBA Finals. And aside from being so mentally tough, Jalen Williams has been so tremendous, and his efficiency numbers for this final series are not what they were for the previous three rounds. But when it gets to this point, darn the efficiency. It's about getting it done. What was so impressive about him was in game three, he was cooking Aaron Nesmith like it was nobody's business late in this game. And when you think about what he can do, what an amazing second option for Shea, because he's got so much maneuverability with the left and right hand. He's so strong, and he has a dependable jumper. He can be someone, and he's only in his third season, he can be someone who could be a first option. So, I've really learned a lot about those teams in that regard. But what have you learned the most about, these teams?
It's a good question. I think that this is not just about them, but more about the city. We talked about, they both have droughts. Like the Pacers haven't won a finals in nearly 5 decades or ever, I
Oh,
believe. And that,
the ABA in the ABA, not in the NBA.
and yeah, so it's like over 5 decades. And then the Thunder since coming here in 2008. It goes to show, like, everything that they've said, they talk about giving back to their fans in the countries that they represent. So in this moment, I feel like, yes, it's like for themselves, for them achieving their personal goal, their team goal, but it just goes a lot more deeper than that, which is their fans, the country that they're from, the city that they're from, just how they approach the season. And I think what's really refreshing to see is that both of these teams really get along with each other. I didn't think we've heard of any drama, that has been super pressing. But when I look at practice, they're all having fun. They're enjoying the game of basketball, which is super refreshing to see as a being there in media and also as just experiencing this finals moment.
Right. Christina, you've been so great. Before I let you go, I need to know, how do you see this series going or finishing?
I'm scared it's going to go to a game seven,
All
but I
right.
feel like it's going to go to a game. I hope not. I don't know. It's just my prediction is I think the Thunder will win game five.
All right.
And then I just feel like it's so up to grabs for game six and game seven, because I feel like the Pacers are so prideful that they're not going to want to let somebody win in their home court. You know what I mean? My ultimate thing is I think it's going to go to a game seven, and it's going to be whoever makes the less mistakes and plays the better basketball in game seven or the potential game seven. But I feel like there's no clear winner. It's very up to grabs. Both teams have shown that they belong on this stage. And I think at the end of the day, resilience is going to be the defining factor of the next 48 minutes.
Right. Such a game, or a game seven would be great for a lot of fans. They're usually very ugly games because of all the tense players over there. But my original prediction was Thunder in six, and I'm really shaky about it now because neither squad has lost two games in a row in this postseason, and the Pacers obviously, got the first one. I think I'm gonna stick with it. Going Thunder in six, because those type of moments, somebody, I'm drawing a blank on their name, who covers the Golden State Warriors very well, made a great point online that those type of moments where they snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, like in late in game four, those are the moments that really start something special, like potentially a dynasty. And when you consider their type of talent and what their type of infrastructure going forward, that could be what they have going on later down the line. But that was really something that showed me a lot about what they got upstairs and, in their heart, and, how they can after being through all of that, defensive pressure, just, find a way to get it done. But thank you, Christina. You've been so great. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this series before I let you go? I'm sorry I had to do that to
I
you.
mean, no, you're all good. I think both teams are just locked in and ready. And also a cool moment because we went to the University of Florida. I was able to talk to, this was the randomest thing that happened to me today. I got to talk to Coach Rick during practice. I was filming and he saw me filming and he looked at me, made eye contact, and I just smiled. And he's like, "Nothing interesting to see here." And I was like, "Yeah, how's it going today?" He comes over to me like, "Oh, what'd you say?" Like, I was like, "Oh, how's it going today?" And we were just chatting for a bit and I was like, "Yeah, pretty good." And he's like, "What about you?" I'm like, "Good. This is my first sports day." He's like, "Oh, who do you work for?" I'm like, "I'm covering for the Oklahoma City sister station today." So I was like, "Fox 25." He's like, "Oh, is that local?" I was like, "Yeah, that's local." And he's like, I was like, "Yeah, this is my first kind of sports day post college. Where'd you go to college?" So University of Florida. He's like, "No way. One of my coaches was at the University of Florida. He introduced me to one of his assistant coaches that was there during the Billy Donovan era."
Oh,
And
man.
we got to chat for a bit, and that was really cool. Somebody from NBA Brazil took a video of a brief part of the interaction, but it was really cool. I feel like that was probably one of my highlight moments today, but it was really nice talking to other media outlets that have traveled from Canada to see these people perform and represent their country as well. And it's going to be a great series. I mean, what you said, get Thunder in six would be ideal. It'd make my job so much easier. I'm hopeful of that outcome. I do want them to win, but at the end of the day, the Pacers have shown that we can count them out.
Right. I'm eternally jealous that you are on the assignment and that you got to talk to Coach Rick Carlisle because basketball intelligence just oozes off that man's. But once again, Christina, thank you so much. Take care.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good one.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.